Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
You might remember Barry Southgate from season 2 of Australian Idol, or more recently, you might have heard his song Don't You Think on the radio, which we'll hear in a tick. He's a busy man, performing with Israel Houghton, Darlene Check, many more, even sang for the Pope at World Youth Day. Barry Southgate is an artist who's, I think, really coming into his own, and as we'll hear, he's using his musical talent as a force for good in the world through a new social movement. Barry Southgate, welcome to Open House.
Hey, Lee, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you, Barry. Tell us first how you first came to Australia. How'd you find your way here? You started life in South Africa, then spent your teen years in New Zealand.
Yep. So started life in Cape Town, was born there. Shout out to all the South Africans out there. And then I moved over to
New
Zealand.
Makes Tri-Nations hard for
me. Oh, yeah, man. Like, how do I choose South Africa, New Zealand, Australia?
Identity crisis.
Yep.
Yeah.
So moved to New Zealand from Cape Town just because the situation was really bad back home. And my parents thought, you know what? Long term would be better to move. So we moved there. Then I moved to Australia, Sydney in 2003. And here I am now.
You've got ethnic heritage of African, German, Indonesian, as well as English. Mm-hmm. And you travel. You've been doing a lot of traveling over the last 12 months or so. Where do you call home?
Home is just the world, just wherever I am. I live in Sydney, but I feel comfortable anywhere I am at this stage, like traveling so much.
Yeah. I'm really interested, I mentioned it before, to talk about this new social movement that you've started. Mm-hmm. It's such an age of social movements. This is called BCS, Bring Change Somewhere.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. Came from your initials initially.
Yeah. I mean, I just was sitting at home one day and I was playing around with this thought, how can I, use what I do for more than just music and kind of sales and getting myself out there? And I just looked at my initials, Barry Conrad Southgate, and I kind of took that and made it into this thing called Bring Change Somewhere, the BCS movement. And it just started with that something that small. And once I put it out there, it sort of took on a life of its own. And it's been really cool. Like, it's been encouraging hearing the stories that people have kind of gotten back to me through Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that.
Okay, so you're an artist, a successful artist.
Getting
and a
there.
Prominent one. We're all a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
But why would you do that kind of thing? It's not a normal thing that the average person would do.
I think because of my core values as well and what I believe, I just kind of think life's about more than just, I guess, quote unquote, worldly success, you know, and I kind of think if you can use your platform as a mouthpiece for people that really need help or to really bring hope or bring change somewhere, then you should. I reckon you should.
Yeah.
So
it's a very admirable thing. What's been the response? Have you heard?
It's been so cool. Like, people just Facebooking me and Twittering me saying, hey, Barry, you know, I saw your BCS movement thing and I saw someone really needed help financially, so I gave them some money and it really helped them out of like a really desperate situation. And or somebody else sent me another message saying, oh, you know, all I really had was a smile for this one person and that really helped lift them. So it depends on where you're at. Nothing too big or small is insignificant.
You know, you can check out BCS.
The BCS
on
movement.
BarrySouthgate.com. You've clearly got a strong social conscience.
Mm.
You've recently written a song for a German anti-violence campaign.
Yep.
How did you get involved in that?
Well, like you said before, I have been doing some ministry with Israel Houghton, and I was actually in the States last year for one of his conferences, and there was an artist there that came, and her name's Deborah R. I can't pronounce. I'm so sorry, Deb. I just can never pronounce your last name.
I'm sure she'll forgive you.
Deb R. And she was there, and we got talking, and I sent her some music, and then one song I sent her, she recorded, and then she said, hey, you know what? There's this German anti-violence campaign coming up, and I need a song for it. Would you write the song? So the producer she was working with sent me the track. I wrote the song and sent it over. It's called Feel the Power. And it's going to be used for that campaign.
What an amazing connection.
Yeah, like out of nowhere, right?
So you've been working with people like Israel Houghton, Darlene Check, Brian McKnight.
Yeah.
You must have learned so much along the way with those kind of players.
Just so much. And in particular, I guess, Darlene and Israel, because I've been working with them for a few years. And they've taught me so much about the road, just like early mornings, late finishes, keeping your character together through all that, learning to deal with people, more than just the stage stuff, which has been awesome. And then with Brian McKnight, that's someone that I idolized, you know, as a teenager. So to see someone on stage and to open for them, someone that you were like spending time in your room listening to, is kind of bizarre and surreal, but super cool. And that was cool to pick his brain as well and just chill out.
Yes, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Learn much about discipline from them.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, it needs to be a very disciplined business, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. It's not, like, it's fun. There's definitely a fun and a kind of like glamorous side to it, but more of it is the hard work and discipline and putting time into your craft and what you're doing as well.
Have you had to learn the grind of the road from people like that? Because, you know, so many people say, oh, it looks so glamorous and so easy.
Oh, man, if you could only be on the road with us. And I know Darlene and Israel and Brian and everyone that I've worked with can tell you, like, it's not as glamorous as it looks, people. It's just hilarious sometimes, just the situations we find ourselves in, like random, maybe random diners on the road somewhere if we're taking a tour bus. It's like, where are we right now? Like, life is funny.
Yeah. And lots of aircraft travel.
Lots of aircraft flights.
You've written songs also with Stan Walker for his new album as well. Tell me what that process was like.
Well, Stan's a friend of mine, and I had been working with a producer at the time, and he said, hey, I've got the session with Stan for his new album, and so Stan was like, hey, do you want to come in and write the song? So we came in and wrote that one song, and the song made the record. I can't really talk about the title or what it's about, but I think you're going to like it. Shout out to Stan Walker fans.
Like Stan Walker, I think it's interesting that you've managed to combine Christian faith with your music and still maintain a profile in the mainstream of music. That can be a great thing if you get that right, but also quite a juggle, can't it?
Trying to get it right, and it's always a juggling act. Like, and you're learning every day how to tip the scales right, and it's not easy, but you have to do it, I guess. You know, I can't just forget who I am all of a sudden as soon as I walk out the door and go on stage, you know, be two people.
Is it hard?
Very hard. Yeah. It's challenging, but I guess grace, you know, definitely. There's, by grace, I do what I do, so that's, I can just do my best and the rest is not up to me.
I often like asking people like you, where does the Christian virtue of humility fit in for someone who understandably is up there in front of the crowds on stage? How's that work?
I think, first of all, having people around you that can keep it real with you, like friends and family, saying, yo, you know, you're getting really, you're acting kind of funny. I think you should, I know who you are, so don't act all different now that stuff's happening. And as well as having a, you know, grounding yourself in your faith and knowing who you are.
Yeah.
You know, as a believer.
A sense of the bigger picture of God, who's much larger than us.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. That always helps humility at so many levels. Let me ask you about The Sapphires. This is an interesting new project for you. It's an Australian film.
Mm-hmm.
You've been working with Jessica Malboy, Deb Mailman. It's a true story about an Aboriginal singing group. Tell us the story first.
Okay, well, the story is about these four sisters, and they travel, I guess, from obscurity to Vietnam to sing for these troops out there. And it's just such a an uplifting story of music and joy and overcoming adversity. And there's a lot of really awesome music in it, 60s soulful music, and you're going to like it if you're fans of that. And my role in it is like a singing role, and it was a lot of fun.
Why is it an important movie to have been made and for us to see?
I think it's important because a lot of people maybe don't know that story. They don't know about the Sapphires, first of all, and that you can actually be something beyond your circumstances, especially in this nation back in those days, and being Aboriginal at the same time. So I think it's an important film, and I can't wait for people to see it.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.